You have your Bible, 1 John chapter 1. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be our help, on the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins. Amen? Sometimes I believe we forget about what God has done for us. I think sometimes we forget about what God wants to do for us. You know, He loved us enough that He sent His only begotten Son. I mean the very Son of the Father stepped out of the portals of glory and came down to where we were. Amen. That took something, praise God. That was a special gift that came to me and you. And God sent His Son. He allowed His Son to come down and die, praise God, on an old rugged cross for old sinners like us. I want to say this morning, we are sinners, amen. If you're saved this morning, you're just a saved sinner. We still fail and come short every day of our lives. We still struggle with this old flesh. This old man that I am gives me trouble every day. I have to try to keep him under subjection. I have to pray for God's help. I have to seek the leadership of the Holy Ghost of God in my life to show me the path that God would have me to go. I want to say this morning, there's a lot of paths out there, a lot of directions that you can go in this old world. But I want to say there's a path that's narrow. There's a path that's straight. And God will help you to find that path and be help you to walk in that path. But I want to say this morning, without the Holy Ghost of God and without the knowledge of the love He has for us and that reciprocating love that we give back to Him because we realize what He done for us, praise God, we'll fail and come short. But I want to thank God this morning, praise God, that I can walk with Him, you can walk with Him, and He can help us along this way in this journey called life. He'll give us that ambition. He'll give us the desires. He'll give us that we need to be a child of the King. Amen. I want to say this morning that we're heirs and joint heirs with the Son of God. Amen. We are royalty this morning. Amen. We're not somebody to tuck our head between our knees and just hope we can make it through. I want to say this morning on the authority of God that we are the precious children of God. If you're saved this morning, praise God, you have a hope in you that the world doesn't have. You have an encouragement down in your soul, in the very depths of your bosom. Praise God that nobody can take a glory to God can take away from you because it's real this morning. And if you know that real one, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you have that blessed hope in your soul today. Hallelujah. Amen. John says, hey, listen, said, if we, this is a message that God is light. He said, there ain't no darkness in Him. Amen. If there's dark places in our lives, praise God, it's not God that put them there. Amen. It's not God that puts them there. It's not God that keeps you in the darkness. Because He said, praise God, the children of God are children of light. Amen. We are to desire the light. We are to long for the light. We are to do like a moth. Praise God, we are to go to the light. What is the light? The light's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God in that help and that hope that He has the price out in a liberal fashion for those that'll receive. But you know what's wrong with most of us today? We're not reaching out and receiving what He's got. We're chasing after everything this old stinking world's got. And praise God, we're forgetting, praise God, that there's a God of glory who loves us and cares for us, praise God, in a fatherly manner. Amen. This morning. God loves us like a father. He is our Heavenly Father this morning, and He wants to help us. But we got to desire that help. We got to let Him begin to help us, do the things for us. He said, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You know what's wrong with most of us today? We do not the truth. Amen. We say, we was talking about this in Sunday school, we say a lot of times that we're children of God. We have a profession that we're His, but our lifestyle, the way we live, is not showing it. There's no fruit in us. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks today, and I've told you behind this sacred desk, praise God, if you claim to be a child of God and you're going to live like the devil, don't tell nobody.
Amen.
Because all you're doing is dragging him down in the pit with you. But if you're a child of God, praise God, God will help you if you'll let Him this morning. He'll help us if we'll let Him this morning to live a virtuous life, a righteous life for the God of glory. He'll give us that help that we need. He's never forsaken us, amen. He said He would always be there with us. In those dark times, praise God, in those dismal days, praise God. Hey, He said He'd be there with us, amen. And He'll wash us and make us clean. He said, if we walk in the light as He is in the light. Amen. We have fellowship one with another. You know why we can't have good fellowship in the house of God? Because we're not right with God. Amen. If we ever get right with God, we ever get right in our heart, then we can walk with God. Amen. Why? Because we come out of the dark and we get in the light. Amen. You ever get the light of shining on you just right? Praise be to God. It'll help you from the inside out. You know, hey, listen, you take vegetables, and if you don't get enough light on them, they won't grow. I had some of them, I ain't able to get around much because my leg, so I got me some of them topsy-turvy tomato things. Amen? And I hung them on the edge of the carport. And I thought, well, I'll hang them out there, and they get the sun. But you know what? There was one of them that's kind of over on the edge, and it didn't get enough sun, and it didn't grow. Amen? I had to shift him, move him around where he'd get him in the light. And praise God, when I got him in the light, praise God, you ought to see him now. Praise the Lord, he's spread out all over the place. Got little old yeller Tommy toes on him, but praise God, ain't them good. Amen. Why? Because of the light, praise God. I want to say, when the light begins to shine in your heart, there'll be fruit that's good. Amen. Praise God, it'll produce, praise the Lord. But why ain't we getting no fruit? Because we don't ask for forgiveness. Amen. I want to preach this morning on forgiveness of sins. I'm afraid we're coming short, young, even as the children of God is seeking the Lord's guidance and leadership and the forgiveness of our sins. How many times do you mess up during the day? How many times do we do things that we know the Holy Ghost of God smite our heart and show us right away that they're wrong? How many times does He show us that we're coming short, amen? We're missing the mark during the day. But let me ask you, how many times do you stop by your head and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me and help me to do better. Amen. He wants to cleanse us. He wants to help us. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. He said He wants to cleanse us this morning. He wants to pull us out of the dark, and He wants to cleanse us from the inside out, praise God, so that we can grow and prosper and be what God would have us to be. But we can't do that, praise God, as long as we're in the dark. We're in the dark, praise God, if we keep sin in our lives. We have to confess our sin and forsake it. We have to repent. We have to go another direction, praise God. A direction towards God and away from these old worldly things. The world's a deceiver. Amen. Because the prince and the power of this present world is Satan, the devil. Amen. And he's a deceiver. He's a liar and the father of lies. And he's out to destroy every human being. You know what the devil's desire is? His desire is to destroy humanity. He would like nothing better this morning than to destroy every family in this church. Amen. He'd like nothing better than destroy you and your home, praise God, and just tear it all asunder and to get you defeated. Because if he can get you defeated and get your house tore asunder, praise God, he's got you right where he wants you. And he'll play havoc with your mind. Amen. He'll play havoc with your heart. But praise be to God, I want to say, praise God, if you come out of the darkness that he'll drag you into and you run towards the light, praise God, I want to say in these last days which we live, we got to head for the light. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, how do we do that, preacher? Well, I'm going to show you this morning, praise God, if God help me just a little bit. The forgiveness of sins. Amen. He said if we had just confess our sins. See, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Amen. He said if we say that we don't sin, that the truth, that we're deceiving ourselves. Hey, you know what he says here? He said the first thing we've got to do is we've got to be honest with ourselves. We've got to be honest, and we've got to come to realization, and we just got to stay, put it in our mind that we're sinners. Amen? We've got to come to realization that we all mess up. Hey, you young people, look at me. You young people, you youngins, look at me. You've got to remember, if you're a child of God, you've got to remember you're a sinner. Amen. And it's just the good grace of God that keeps you on the right path, headed for glory. And we got to remember, praise God, that every time that you mess up, youngins, you need to look unto God, praise God, the author and finisher of your faith, and you say, Lord, I need help.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need to confess those sins, praise God, crying out to God. Why? Because He said He'll forgive us our sins. So if we realize the truth is not in us if we deceive ourselves. But He said if the truth, and who is the truth? The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. If He lives in our heart and we know Him in the right relationship, praise God, He gives us that truth. And He said that the truth is in us, praise God, and He begins to help us away from our sins. Notice verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all, what? Unrighteousness. Now that unrighteousness is what's not right in the eyes of God. He said if we confess what's going on in our lives, He confess the things that so easily besets us and drags us away from God. Hello? See, that's what's wrong with America today. That's what's wrong in our families today. We've got so many little things that come up that pull us away from God. Amen. But if you're stopped to think, when you allow these little old things to take you away from God and God's house, and we give Him sparse time anyway. I mean, maybe three hours a week if He's lucky, He gets from us. But if we let it, that little sparse time that we have, if we let things sidetrack us and keep us from giving Him that little bit of time, praise God, and the world's are looking at us and they're seeing what's going on, what are we doing to our world? Is it any wonder that we're in the mess that we're in? See, we're living in a day and a time when everything's more important than the Lord. Everything's more important. Hey, it's okay to forget about this and to forget about, forget about the Lord and forget about His house and forget about church and forget about praying and reading our Bible and studying because we've got so much to do. Amen. We're deceiving ourselves. See, deception is right there. If we're so busy, we don't have time for the Lord. We're too busy.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen or oh me. We need to make time for God. And he said, hey, how do you get that? How do you get started in the right direction? We need to start seeking forgiveness from our sins. When we mess up, we start saying, Lord, forgive me. And He said He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all the things that's not right in our life. Taking it all away from us. Pointing us in the direction that we need to go. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Amen. He says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. He said, hey, if we'll just realize, praise God, and we just old pilgrims passing through, that we mess up every day, if not two or three times a day, and we bow our head. Hey, listen, I was talking to a young fellow yesterday. I said, hey, every night before you go to bed, before you pillow your head, you need to say, Lord, please forgive me of the things I've done today that wasn't pleasing to you. Amen. I'd be afraid to pillow my head and not ask God to forgive me for what I'd done that day. You might not make it through tonight. Amen. Old Brother Furman is over here last Monday singing the praises of God. Amen. Down here at the singing ground. Said he got done. He dismissed, I reckon, in prayer. Went home to pillow his head and didn't get up Tuesday morning. Went on to glory. Amen. Praise God. Graduated. Amen. So we're not promised tomorrow. Hey, you young people, you think you've got all this time ahead of you. Hey, you may not have tomorrow. We need to get right today. Today is the day of salvation. Today's the day when we start our walk, praise God, toward the throne of grace. Amen. For the glory of God. Marching on and onward, Christian soldier, praise God, for the glory of God.
Amen.
Lord of God, realizing that, hey, it's all about forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. Amen. The Lord done paid the price. We just got to ask. Amen. The Bible says, look over in Psalms chapter 51. Remember David? In Psalm 51, now you know the story. Psalm 51, verse 17. Now you know the story this morning. David was praying to God because David had done messed up. David had committed a sin of adultery, you remember, with Bathsheba. He was supposed to be down there on the battlefield fighting. It was time when the kings would go out to battle. And he sent Joab in the army and he stayed behind. And the Bible says on the cool of the evening, old David was walking on the top of his palace and he looked across and over on another building there was a woman bathing herself in the moonlight, amen? And old David got to asking questions about her and he got to lusting over, had her brought to him and he lay with her. Amen, you know the story. She became pregnant. So, and a little while later, he knows the things that he had to do to try to fix that. Because he, instead of just taking it to the Lord and saying, Lord, forgive me, I'm an old sinner. Help me, Lord, to do what's right. It ended up costing Bathsheba's husband his life. Uriah the Hittite, he lost his life. A good, faithful man, the King David, lost his life, praise God, because of that sin that didn't ask forgiveness for. And then there was the sin of lying about it, try to cover it up. But praise God, I want to say, we can't cover up our sin. Hey, praise God, it's open before God. He sees it all. And he said, hey, listen, Nathan, that little prophet, that man of God, he said, you go up there to David and you tell him, I know what he did. Praise be to God. And old Nathan went up there and he tells a story about this man with some sheep. And he said, hey, this fella had some sheep. He had one little old ewe lamb. And he said he loved that little old ewe lamb, praise God, like one of his children. He said he nursed it, praise God, set it at the table, praise God, cared for it because he loved it. But said this old fella had some company come by and he come down there and he took that man's one little old ewe lamb, all that he had. Hey, he had all kinds, but he said he went down and took that man's one little old ewe lamb and he slew it for, praise God, to give to that pilgrim passing through. And praise God, he said, hey, and old David, oh, said, well, hey, what we need to do is we need to make him pay fourfold. He prayed God, hey, we need to make him pay for what he's done. And Nathan looked at him. He said, King David, thou art the man. Amen. The Bible said, be sure your sin will find you out. Amen. Amen. If we can't hide it, why don't we just confess it? Amen. If we can't hide it, just confess it. Amen. Ask forgiveness of our sins, praise God. Put it behind us, praise God. We can go on for the glory of God. Amen. Hey, that's good. Amen. You go out there with a clean slate, praise God. God, hey, why? Because he covers it in the blood, glory to God. How do you know? Because the way we come. In Psalm 51, verse 17, he said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. So he says, listen, he says, number one, you got to come through. He said, you got to get rid of that self-will. Amen. He said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. That part of us that moves and breathes and has our being. He said, we got to get rid of that self-will, that selfishness in ourselves, and realize, praise God, that we are old sinners. Every one of us is just old sinner. You're sitting here this morning, I don't care how little, how big you are, you're just an old sinner in the eyes of God. Amen. If you've been saved, accept the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're a saved sinner. Amen. He's still looking at us. He's still inspecting our lives. He's still pointing us in the right direction, praise God, and trying to help us to go that way. Amen. That's what he's doing. He does it every day of your life, praise God, for you. All you have to do is just get in the program. I will say God's got a program this morning. Amen. The sacrifice of God, are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Amen. So he says, hey, listen. He said, this heart that's deeply afflicted, realize and praise. Hey, if the Holy Ghost of God's in your heart, listen to me. If the Holy Ghost of God, if you've truly been saved again and you do things that's contrary to God's Word, this roadmap of life that we have, this old King James Bible, if we get contrary to that, God, I hope God, the Holy Ghost, to convict our heart. And he said, when that heart is deeply afflicted, amen, when that heart is broken, it's deeply afflicted, and a contrite heart, that when it's grieved for the sin that we've committed. Amen? So when we begin to see that selfish side of us, that self-will, amen, it's gone, and we realize, praise God, that we've broken the heart of God, and we begin to bow our head humbly before him. He said, oh God, thou wilt not despise. Amen? We have a strong sense and urgency of God's displeasure. Let me ask you something. Hey, if you're a child of God, do you ever have a sense in your... Now, listen, look at me, everybody. Look at me. Just do you ever have a sense in your life, in your heart, that you've done things that's displeasing to God? Huh? Amen. If you don't, then you're a bastard, not a son. Amen. You've not been born again. Because there's the Holy Spirit of God. When you become born again, praise God, there's something takes place in your heart. The Holy Ghost of God moves in. He takes up His abode. He begins to help you and to deal with you according to the righteousness of God. And when He begins to deal with you, praise God, all we have to do is just when we realize we messed up, just bow our heads and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me and help me to do better. With the mindset and the intentions and the heart set, praise God, we're never going back that way with the help of the Lord. Amen. But I'm afraid in this world, in the land that we live in, we're missing it. I'm afraid there's not many people asking for forgiveness. I mean, we just go day to day. I wonder how long we go at a time. How long a stretch of time do you go before you ask God to forgive you? Are you ever specific? We do specific things that we know's wrong, don't we? Nod your head this way. We know that we do things that's wrong. So when we do that, Brother Jeff, it's our responsibility as a child of God, amen, to say, Lord, I'm sorry. See, you know what's wrong with America? You know what's wrong with the church? You know what's wrong with our families? We've forgotten our manners. We don't have manners no more. Used to, we said, please, thank you. Used to, young people would say, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. But we've lost our manners because we've got so far away from God, we don't know what's right. Amen? You young people ought to say, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. You ought to say, please, and thank you. You don't just say, hey, give me that. You say, would you please pass me that? Amen? Now, I can go out here. I'm still preaching. I'm still in the book. Amen? We ought to have respect for one another. If we had respect for ourselves and respect for people around us and the Holy Ghost of God living in our heart, we'd be a different creation. We'd be a different creature, praise God, for the glory of God. And boy, God would be just applauding us all the way home. Amen? Because we're listening. We're actually getting hooked up. But if we've seen the sense of God's displeasure. But now listen to what it says. That we'd be willing to do anything, praise God. Anything. A broken and contrite heart. If we come that way and we sense God's displeasure, we'd be willing to do anything to get back on God's good graces. Have you ever thought about when you was a kid and you mess up? I remember when I was a kid, I messed up a time or two. And one time I got on my pony, and I didn't think I'd done anything bad, really, because I got on my pony and I rode every day. We lived in West Virginia. Well, I didn't consider what I'd done. I got on my pony, I packed me a little lunch, and there was 6,000 acres of woods, a mountain behind my house, and I just took me and my pony, Toby, we took off. I didn't pay no attention. I mean, when I got hungry, I got off, you know, got my saddle, little thing off my saddle, and me and Toby eat, and I fed him a bite or two, and, you know, we got some water, and we went on, and I come in about dark. I left out early that morning. Amen. Now, I was like 10 years old. I left out early that morning. Well, I come in about dark 30, and my mama done been all up in the woods. And mama met me at the stable. And mama wasn't happy. And I didn't realize, hey, how much grief I had caused her. Amen? Sometimes we don't realize how much grief we cause our Lord. We don't realize how much grief we put. But when we disrespect Him, when we don't listen to what He says, when we don't heed His direction, praise God, it grieves Him. Amen? So me and mama had a little powwow. And I had a little ow-ow. Amen? And she said, you know better than that. I said, well, Mama, I just went riding. See, we had done it before with a big gang. We'd get on Saturday, we'd ride all day, and we'd come in at dark. So I thought, hey, we'd done it before, so we could do it again. But see, I forgot to make sure that I was doing what was right in the eyes of Mama. See, Mama was displeased. So she striped my legs. Amen. Now, I wasn't going to tell you what all I did, but she caught me at night. Amen. And she striped my legs. Why? Because I displeased my mother. And you know what? From there on in, praise God, I wanted to do things that was pleasing, whatever it took to make Mama happy. Because if Mama ain't happy, there ain't nobody happy. Amen. So I began to think, I learned a big lesson from that. I never went anywhere after that without saying, Mama, look, hey, can I go? I didn't say, I'm going. Hello? I didn't say, I'm going. I said, Mama, can I? May I please? Amen. She said, and she would say, well, okay. Or she would say, no. And you know what? When she said no, you know what I did? I said, okay. Amen. Because that's the way it is. Sometimes God tells us no. And when He says no, that's the way it is. Amen. Amen. And if we go on and do things that God tells us not to do, that's disobedience. That's sin. So we have to say, Lord, I'm sorry. How many times a day do you do things that you know is not pleasing to Him? How many times a week do you do things that you know is not pleasing to Him? How many times do you stop and say, Lord, please forgive me. I messed up. I'm sorry. And mean it. Amen. But if we come with a broken and a contrite heart, we're going to do whatever it takes to please the Lord. And then the Lord, they said there's going to be reconciliation. And He says, he's here in the last part of this verse, He says, thou wilt not despise. In other words, said He will highly approve. Whenever you come to Him with a broken, contrite heart and you say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Forgive me that I've done. I know it broke your heart, Lord, and I'm sorry. And He highly approves. He said, okay. He said, it's all right. He said, it's covered. Amen. You say, well, preacher, is it that easy? It's that easy. Amen. He said, if we just confess our sins, He is faithful just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all that's unright in the eyes of God. Amen. All unrighteousness. But we just got to be willing to do it. Amen. All we got to do is call upon Him for forgiveness. But He calls us to do that. It's our responsibility. God calls us to seek the Lord for forgiveness. Look at Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6. Now listen to what God says. This is how we make things right. This is how we get forgiveness. Amen. Now this ought to help you this morning. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Amen. Seek Him while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Why? Because you don't want Him to get afar off. Sometimes we let things go so much in our lives that we get so far. Hey, God don't go nowhere, by the way, but we drift off from Him. Have you ever drift off from the Lord? Amen. It's not a good place. But He said, we need to seek the Lord, praise God, while He may be found. Seek Him while He's close, so we don't get far away. He said, let the wicked forsake his way, because our ways is not his ways. Amen. And the unrighteous, that's doing wrong in the eyes of God. Man, his thoughts. Do you know we have thoughts? Would you ever think that we have thoughts that's not right? Some of our thoughts, praise God, are not the things that should be going through our mind. But it's not sin for those to go through your mind. It's sin when we entertain those thoughts and we put them into action. But He said, the unrighteous man, his thoughts, and let him return, here we are, unto the Lord. So what is that? That's coming, asking forgiveness. Forgiveness of our sins. Asking the Lord to come to where we're at, praise God, and help us get back where we should be. Does that make sense? Amen. Amen. He does that for us. And said, He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly, what? Pardon. He said He'll forgive you of those sins if we come to Him asking. So why do we run around with a multitude of sins in our life? Amen. It hinders us. It draws us back from God. It breaks that line of communication with the Heavenly Father. So He said we need to ask forgiveness of those sins. Hey, you say, well, preacher, I know what you're saying. You say, well, preacher, you don't realize what I've done in my life. You don't realize how bad I've been. God, hey, I can't even talk to God about how bad I've been. There was a situation over in Luke chapter 7, verse 36. You remember there was a Pharisee named Simon. There's a Pharisee named Simon, and he desired the Lord that he would go home with him for dinner. Amen? And in Luke chapter 7, verse 36, it said one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. Now notice this woman. Who was she? She was a harlot. Amen? She was a harlot in the city. And began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kiss his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden them saw it, he spake within himself saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Amen. So Simon says, he said, you know what? Said, if the Lord was truly a prophet, like I said, he'd know the kind of woman that's touching him. He'd know that this old woman, she was just a harlot, a streetwalker, a woman just wicked and full of sin. And the Lord answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say to thee. And he says, Master, say on. Now Simon's going to get an earful. And the Lord says, he said, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and another 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? Amen. And Simon said, well, I suppose that he to whom he forgave us most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered in thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And she said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Amen. How did she get forgiven? She was a streetwalker. She was a harlot. She was a woman of the night. She came to the feet of Jesus. Amen. Where the help is. Where the great physician cured her of her sin sickness. Praise God. And she said, hey. And she began to cry and wash his feet with her tears and said, Lord, forgive me my sins. Amen. Amen. And he said, hey, you're forgiven. Oh, Simon learned a lesson. He said, God, hey, this Lord Jesus, he can forgive all sins. He said, there's nothing too big for him. Why? Because of the grace of God that extends down to me and you. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. It's because of that grace that he manifests to us that we can have that blessed hope. He does the same for every one of you. Hey, anybody here this morning that's saved was saved by the grace of God. Saved because of his forgiveness. Saved because we asked him to forgive us of our sins. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, blessed, in Ephesians 1 and 3, said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he hath, now listen, not only does he spread his grace, but he pours out his grace to us, amen, but he chooses us. Praise God. Ain't you glad, praise God, that God chose you? He came to where you said, hey, if the Holy Ghost of God's ever dealt with your heart, it's because God chose you. He didn't have to. And hey, he may never do it again. Hello? Only way we can get saved is the Holy Ghost of God deals with our hearts, shows us we're all lost sinners. Amen. But if God shows us we're sinners, and we come and we bow before him and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that perpetuation, that price that was paid for sin, we can be saved. He said, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. So not only did he choose us, but he chose us for himself. Amen. Why should we ask forgiveness? Because Jesus chose us for himself. I want to be the Lord's. I want to belong to him. I want to be his prized possession. Amen. He said to the praise of the glory of his grace, verse 6, therefore he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption. How did we get this? In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. We have it because of the good grace of God, because of what Jesus did for us. Amen. We can come before him and we can ask forgiveness and he will forgive us. He's a forgiving God. He does it because of his grace that he manifests to us. He said, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Amen. So how do we maintain a life? How do we get to where we need to be? By asking God to forgiveness. The price has already been paid. The forgiveness has already been offered. We just have to step up and ask it, but receive that that God's got for us. God will forgive us of our sins. He'll cleanse us from the unrighteous, the wrong things that we do. He'll put a new heart in us. He'll give us a new direction this morning. If we ask Him to forgive us our sins. But youngins, we have to ask Him to forgive us our sins. We need to pray. Say, Lord, just help me to realize when I sin. Show me in Your Word what's right. Show me the words what's wrong. And help me, praise God, and to walk in the straight path that You've designed for me according to Your perfect will. Amen. So how do we do that today? By just trusting the Lord, asking God for His forgiveness. But I wonder today, in closing, I want to ask you this. How long has it been since you asked God to forgive you? How much baggage are you carrying around right now? How many things have you done? Things maybe you've done weeks or months or year, maybe years ago that you never did ask God to forgive you of. See, you're carrying that around like baggage. Amen. Hey, if you're a child of God and you're saved, one of these days you're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ, all that's going to be brought up. But you know, we have an opportunity today. If we say, hey, if we bow our head and say, Lord, please forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of that, Lord. He'll forgive us our sin. And He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we just ask Him this morning.